www.thebrownsmedia.com. Scott Hinnon, Mark the Freedom Poet is here. Steve Botkin will join us in the next segment for a preview of our guests in the 9 and 10 o'clock hour and the topics we'll tackle today on the program. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm feeling really good.
We had a fun Freedom Club meeting last night in Moorhead, Minnesota. We'll be in Tioga a week from tonight at the Farm Festival building. And then up in Grand Forks and just keep rolling. It was a great crowd last night. A lot of fun. Thanks to everybody that came out. I took the occasion to literally go around the room and hear from everybody in the room about their top concerns. And we do that so we can know, you know, what our listeners are interested in, what concerns them most.
And at least half of them had been there before, so we're developing this relationship where they felt the freedom to express their grief and their passion. It was pretty interesting.
It was. And, you know, one of the things I want to talk about today is getting involved at the local level. If there was any consensus last night, I think it was that, where people really believe that it's important to engage. I mean, township boards, county commissions, city councils, school boards.
Right.
A lot of concern over Common Core, as an example, last night. And
you called it Obama Core. I thought that was good. Obamacare and Obama Core, Common Core, were huge issues. The gun treaty from the United Nations really drew a lot of angst.
Absolutely. So, but I think that you know that idea of engaging at the local level is pretty extraordinary. I'm looking at this story about the West Fargo school board meeting last night, and there were a number of parents that are concerned about dismissal of this coach, this Jim Jonas. For folks that have been following this, an assistant coach, the West Fargo high school football and basketball teams, and evidently, more than 30 Jonas backers, I assume these are parents, there, wearing their Jonas backer T-shirts. And I thought, you know, how many parents do you think go to school board meetings concerned about property taxes? I bet a lot less than 30. I mean, these people are going to the trouble of, you know, printing up T-shirts and getting their to support a coach. And whatever side of the issue you're on with the coach, and evidently, it sounds like this coach is rather aggressive, right? And, you know, a little mouthy. And sometimes people appreciate that and consider it sort of tough love for coaches. Others think across the line, you know, you're going to be in one of two camps there. Obviously, these people that support him just see a good, passionate coach and aren't all that offended that he's a little crass and a little rough with the kids, right? And I'm not really taking sides in that particular debate. I think actually this coach is rather lucky that he's only being relieved of his coaching duties, and all this conduct that they've talked about hasn't affected his teaching career. I think if I were him, I'd kind of keep my head down and say, hey, if they're worried about conduct that reflects badly on the school for me as a coach, might they do the same thing for me as a teacher? I better be careful. Setting all that aside for a moment, and I'd welcome any input from folks that are passionate one way or another on the issue today at 855-200-1776. Where is a similar level of engagement about what your kids are being taught?
Yeah, that's my main point.
Where is your concern about, we're all watching property taxes and saying, you know, what the heck's going on here? You know, are 30 people there wearing T-shirts at budget time saying you're spending my money?
I had a foster kid that read a book, Ordinary People, in school. And he immediately got extremely suicidal. So did another kid I was counseling that had trouble. Two kids were provoked to intense suicidal to the point where they actually, one got a gun and another one got a lethal some lethal medicine. And this book was all about suicide, and extremely vulgar, ordinary people, just a horrid book.
What was that book doing as part of the curriculum?
Well, that's what I went up to school to find out, and I was told I was the only one that complained about it. And it was just horrid, graphic, locker room attitude about girls. It was all about suicide. It ended very badly. It was really horrible. And my point is, they told me, but I found out later, other people had objected, but that was part of how they're trained to tell you you're the only one that's raising any cane. You know, it is really awkward to be politically correct, and of course they throw the big censorship word at you. But the point was, is I was certainly didn't have a group with me, which I realized later on, if I ever did that again, I'd have a group with. But to your point, you know, horrible curriculum that had some really bad effects. And it's all over the place now. And where's the outrage about core curriculum?
Yeah, or just, you know, what are anything?
Right.
I mean, just if applaud the parents that I guess have a concern over the coaches' side of thing. I just think that our priorities are getting a little out of whack here. You know what I mean? And I don't want to lay this all on West Fargo. I'm talking about everywhere within the sound of our voice. You know, when's the last time you've been to a school board meeting? And right. And really, got
when's the last time you read your kids' books? And you know, what are they being taught?
The books they're bringing home,
right?
Yeah.
And what about the books they aren't bringing home? And I think parents need to know exactly what everything that a kid is being taught. I believe in parental rights in education as the fundamental oversight of education, the first tier of protecting the child's heart and mind.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, want your take on that today on the program as well. Did you hear that this Craig Cobb is on a hunger strike in jail?
I did.
Are you going to be sending him?
I'm going to send him a box of noodles.
Are you ramen noodles?
Oh no, I like cooked. I'll put them in a can, Tupperware, a can of linguine.
I have a sense this fellow is starving for attention.
I think he's been starving for attention since he was a youth.
Yeah, and why do we keep giving it to him?
I don't know.
Hmm?
I don't know.
I
heard that there's some national groups, national white supremacists that are talking about raising some money for him for his defense fund. He's managed to get an awful lot of international ink.
Yeah. And are you familiar with this... reasoning he gave for his Mahashamadi. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, I think so.
He said this isn't a hunger strike that he's on, protesting his imprisonment, though he does feel he's wrongly accused, but it is instead practicing Mahashamadi, a form of spiritual enlightenment in which the physical body is permanently left behind.
Right. This is just it's a form of Zen Buddhism.
Ugh. This guy's a beaut. John in West Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Welcome.
Yes, thank you, Scott. Heard your discussion. I know I played against Jim Jonas years ago in high school. He was a very, very good player, a lot of passion. And all my kids went to West Fargo. Talked with my one son about this the other night, who now lives in Sioux Falls, in graduate school, and he said, you know, this was a long time coming. He said Jonas was a good history teacher, really was a good teacher, but he would just go off on you in the classroom if you did any little small thing. And he never went off on my son was fairly involved in high school athletics and everything, and so I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but he said it was a long time coming, and it's too bad, but I agree with you. He just will keep his mouth shut, or he's lucky they just relieved him from the coaching duties. So
yeah, very lucky, and it sounds like, for what we know, I mean, there's a pretty significant file on this fellow. So
I want to make another comment about what you said, and that is, I'm a born-again believer and always been kind of concerned about things taught in the schoolroom, and when my kids were in sixth grade, I actually saw in the textbook teaching about evolution, and I had known this all the time, but to actually see it in the textbook really did something to me. So I called the school, it was a Westside grade school at the time, And I was surprised what I heard, pleasantly surprised. The principal said that there are a few teachers here that teach from the Bible and are allowed to ask kids to bring their Bible to school to give the creation side of the story. So at the same time that we are uncomfortable about evolution, there are some programs out there that allow teachers to bring their Bibles to school. So I was fairly impressed with that. Thought I'd just let you know that. I appreciate
it. I'm glad to hear that. There's a little slice of hope there anyway, right, John? Appreciate that. In fact, Mark, somebody last night at the Freedom Club meeting brought up the fact that he remembered in school where they literally were teaching the ABCs to the Bible.
Right.
Right.
Right. You know, that was how the Founding Fathers learned how to read, was A, in Adam's fall, we sinned all, B, the Bible to mind, you know, C, Christ crucified. That's 14 presidents were taught with a New England primer, plus the Bible. That's how they learned to read.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Unreal. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. When we come back, Bob and Fargo wants to weigh in on Common Core. We talked a little bit about that, too. My big issue with this, you know, support for the coach is that it seems like our priorities are out of whack. We ought to have that kind of level of input from parents about the curriculum or about, you know, property taxes. More coming up.
Know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Wise up, load up at freestrideguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freestrideguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freestrideguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freestrideguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We're back on What's on Your Mind, the preview. Let's get Bob and Fargo in here. Been waiting to weigh in. 855-200-1776. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you? Good show as always. Yeah, I wanted to chime in on this Common Core. You know, I truly believe that, that this is the beginnings of socialized teaching across the school, across the country. You know, one curriculum for all sort of reminds you of one healthcare system for all. It just doesn't work. And, you know, I pulled my kids out of the public school system, and I'm not sorry that I did. A few other reasons, lack of security, and just the way they're teaching sex education to children these days. They're not teaching them about reproduction and sexual education. They're teaching them basically how to have sex. And you wonder why there's so many teen pregnancies across the country. You know, just, and not being able to teach the Bible and creation, it's just ridiculous. So I had enough with it. So, and then the other thing I wanted to chime in to was this Mr. Cobb situation. You know, I called the air a while back when he was on, and I tried to get my point across to him that, you know, everybody has their opinions and a platform which they want to express that. I said, but it's the flag that you fly and this and that that people and what it represents that people don't like. Wasn't there just a guy here just a couple few days ago that was executed? He was a white supremacist and was charged and convicted for like a bunch of murders. And that's the people this guy wants to associate himself with and the cause that he wants to associate himself with. And then he wonders why he gets so much pushback. That flag represents hate. It represents racism. It represents oppression. It represents genocide. There's just nothing good about it. Perfect example is the guy that white supremacists that they just executed.
Interesting points. By the way, where are your kids going to school now? Or are you homeschooling, Bob?
We're homeschooling them now.
I always say that.
You know, I listen to Rush Limbaugh. I listen to the whole program pretty much all day here on the flag. I don't really listen to any other radio station other than Faith 1200. But, you know, there was, well, we homeschool. And, you know, Rush Limbaugh, I guess he wrote a really good book. I heard a lot of good reviews about it. I haven't gotten it yet, but I'm going to purchase it. And it's that, what is it, Rush Revere and the Brave Patriot or the Brave Pilgrims?
It's a true history, you know. I remember my little daughter coming home from public school telling me that Thanksgiving was being thankful to the Indians. And, you know, obviously it was being thankful to God. And Rush touches that stuff, and people are just raving about it.
Yeah, I'm going to get that book, and I'm going to, you know, have the kids read it as well as, you know, other books. Things that I was taught when I was a kid before they started to really change things a lot. So, but I'm glad you guys are doing what you're doing and bringing these things to light, such as the Common Core and the abortion industry and just everything you guys do. I'm really pleased with this radio station. And frankly, I really don't care to listen to any other radio station. So you guys keep up the good work. Appreciate it.
Appreciate that very much. Glad you're part of the Army. Hope you've joined the Freedom Club at flagfamily.com. Stand up and be counted. Appreciate it very much. And I'll tell you what, there's a special place in heaven for homeschool parents. We had some homeschool parents from Valley City there last night.
Valley City.
Were they there from Valley City? Yeah.
And Jamestown.
Incredible. And
Grand Forks.
These are parents that sacrifice the lake cabin, the nicer car, you know.
That's what he said. The snowmobiles. He said, so one parent stayed home and taught, and he said...
What's more important?
He said, that's his point.
More stuff or, you know, the education of your kids?
And I guess in Valley City, there's 50 families now that have pulled out of the school and are homeschooling.
What's the issue specifically in Valley City? Anything in particular?
Curriculum. Parental control.
Just worried about the curriculum.
Absolutely.
Wow. Very interesting. Well, God bless them. I think that's fantastic. And I'd love to see more folks engaging at that level. Okay, what are my kids reading? What are they learning? Versus, hey, I like this coach. Come on.
I'd like to see the money follow the parents, too.
855-200-1776 if you want to weigh in here. Yeah, the money should follow the parents because they're paying for it. Then we'd see reform.
You're getting taxed. Your kids go to private Catholic school. You should have that money. Your kids should be equal to anybody else in North Dakota.
Well, they're in this last legislative session in North Dakota. There was legislation to do just that, that would have held the schools harmless. So the money could follow you, and you'd get, you know, a credit to use at a private school, but the public schools wouldn't lose the money, okay? It failed. You know why? Superintendents killed it. The public school superintendents killed it. They don't want anything even close to competition. It's really sad. Steve Bakken is here, and the caller brought up Craig Cobb. I know that's been on your mind today. Are you thinking of cooking him like a Thanksgiving dinner and trying to get him to eat, or what's the scoop?
I might bake him a dinner and then sit in the cell next to him and enjoy it.
The two for you, none for him then, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
article. It's like, really, you're doing a hunger strike, but why? Nobody cares.
Well, but I think he's just so desperate for attention, he's got to pull this now. And guess what?
I'll go back to you, Scott, and you and I do not agree on the giving the attention side of this, but in this case, I would err with you. This isn't a news story, and this isn't attention-worthy.
Anyway, we're gonna see what our listeners think about that today. Doyle Johannes will be here. He's the newly reelected president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're going to talk about the property tax measure that the Farm Bureau will be undertaking as directed by their delegates at their annual meeting this past weekend. Looking forward to that. Trooper talk ahead of holiday travel. Sergeant Tom Iverson of North Dakota Highway Patrol will be here in the 10 o'clock hour. Always enjoy that. Let's get Dave and Fargo in here. Dave, you're up on what's on your mind. Tell us.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
I was wondering if you could have a little discussion about this knockdown game stuff that's going on. I had heard a week or so back that this was almost a racial motivation thing. Has there been any data that is provided, whether it is black on white or is it black on black, or what's really happening with that?
I don't know that I've seen any consensus. Have you guys seen anything? I've seen some suggestions that it might be gang related. But I'm
throwing that up there, but it's just youth. It's a youth on everybody because they're bored. It's the latest fad. It's like, hey, we're bored. Let's go do.
Mark, have you seen anything?
Yeah, I saw two of the victims were elderly Jewish people, a man and a woman, and you know. That really bothers me that kids will run up and knock an old woman out. It's just very, very sick. There should be some pretty severe punishment for these dorks.
Well, I don't know if this is the one you're talking about, but there was a Brooklyn, New York man accused of assaulting a Orthodox Jew in what appears to be another case of the knockout game. They charged him with a hate crime for the attack.
The solution for it is that woman that shot two of them last week. She was assaulted in a knockout game event, and she pulled out her concealed weapon and shot.
She should get an award.
Absolutely.
She should have a prize. She should have a fund for people like her.
So, Dave, I don't know if that answers your question. I don't know if there is any consensus other than there's just a lot of stupidity out there about it, okay? Dave gone? We are keeping an eye on it, though, for sure. All right, Stephen, I'll be back to take more of your calls on these topics and others with the guests and Mark and I and more of your calls after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Winter's here. Maybe it's time to finally think about building the shelter to protect your vehicles from the frigid temps and snow. Well, the team at Legacy Steel Buildings is standing by, ready to go to work on budget, on time, and done right. They're the experts at building solid, quality, and cost-effective residential steel garages. 10 vivid colors and 4 trim colors to choose from. Very easy to match your home's exterior. And Legacy Steel Buildings has been the leader in pre-engineered buildings for more than 40 years. They know construction like no one else. Call them. Have their expert building consultants get started on your project today. On time, on budget, and done right. Legacy Steel Buildings can have your garage built quickly and affordably. Your warehouse, your hangar, office space, retail store, a warehouse. They do it all. Check out that new CSI building in Williston. 300 feet wide. That's a Legacy Steel project, and there's many more like it all across the world. They're the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. Call them at 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Is our toll-free telephone number. Tell us what's on your mind. 855-200-1776. Mention you're a Freedom Club member when you call, and we'll get you right to the front of the line.
Yeah.
We love those. We want instant access for Freedom Club members in the 8 and 4 o'clock hours. Right, Mark?
So you know, this thing is, like, it's growing.
So they can tell us what is most important to them. Here's a quick list of the Obamacare, you know, probably the issue we heard about the most, beyond sort of the larger umbrella issue of just getting involved at the local level, at school boards, everything else, UN Small Arms Treaty, regulatory fiat. You know, a lot of people concerned about, you know, the abuse of power and executive orders and, you know.
A lot of talk about the Constitution, about the Mark Levin idea, about the Article 5 conventions that are just focused on particular amendments. That was just, we had a really good talks about that. Common Core. I love the fact that so many people are getting fired up about what are we teaching our children. I mean, from true history to sex ed to Bible, they want to get the Bible back in the school. Really solid, good people.
Yeah, great mix of really the all of the buckets that we strive for here, faith, family, and freedom. Breakdown of the family is a concern from a lot of folks. The 10th Amendment, states' rights, came up quite a bit last night as well. Foreign aid on one.
But, you know, folks, if we can double and triple, if we can double and triple our numbers, we can make significant impact. Imagine if we call up a restaurant and say, listen, we'll have 100 people there for a brunch, you know, from the Freedom Club. All of a sudden, we've got some really clout. Maybe we can get a buck off. What if, you know, what do you think we could get a oil change if for 40 people, you know? Maybe
One of the things that Mark and I are passionate about, we want to harness the purchasing power of the Freedom Club.
And bless the Freedom Club members with benefits and perks and breaks.
Absolutely. So that's why we're doing what we're doing. And plus, it really is... a neat story. Last night, a mother was there, and her son had brought her. And I don't know, she probably was 60-something, he was 40-something, right?
She was older.
Would be my guess.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I would say she was 60-something, but whatever.
Cute.
And she just, you know, her son had heard about the meeting and brought her because she was horribly frustrated about the direction the country was going.
Oh, that was the one that wanted to yell.
Yeah.
She was great.
Yeah. She just wanted to scream. And I think you told her to go ahead and yell. It would make her feel better.
I told her about by howling at the moon, didn't I?
Yes. And, but, you know, really, it is, it is helpful to know there are other people that are just as frustrated as you, want to do something about it, and that's why we have a Freedom Club. That's why we want feedback. That's why we want to make sure, hey, what concerns you most? We want to be here for you. We want to hear your voice.
My favorite word, again and again, is you give us hope. We give each other hope, and they give us hope. It's a beautiful symbiosis, man.
It is indeed. Yeah, and we heard that word again and again and again last week.
We did.
Which was very helpful, for sure. We'll talk sports in a moment here. This isn't really a sports story, but it is a classy thing to do. You had NDSU football coach Craig Bohl and three of his players, Thunder the mascot, even Brock Jensen, visiting a mother and a child who's hospitalized at Sanford Children's Hospital yesterday. Story in the Fargo Forum about this today. But isn't that classy?
It's terrific.
To lift the spirits of a youngster?
This is a classy program from stem to stern. You know, I've mentioned this before, but here now the Bison are ranked number one in the nation again. And, you know, the way they play the third and fourth quarter, they are in the best shape of any team they face. And they win again and again. Plus, they're so smartly coached. Their halftime adjustments are absolutely brilliant. Just an amazing team. What a program.
Indeed. But anyway, kudos to Coach Bohl and the team members for taking the time to do that. I think that's fantastic. Great. All right, you go ahead and tell me about a couple of sports things.
Well, a couple of sports things. I'd rather talk about Shanley,
I'll
tell you, or what used to be the Carlston Rabbits. But I played for the Carlston Rabbits. How ferocious is that? They finally changed it to the Wildcats.
Thank you.
I think that made sense. Pacers power past Minnesota. Indiana topples Timberwolves to improve on franchise best start. I mean, they're just an absolute buzzsaw, and they beat us 98-84. But my sadness, we traded Derek Williams to the Kings for a guy by the name of Luke Mbah-a-Mutah. And I really like Derek. I thought he was intense and he's trimmed up. I think we made a mistake there. Of course, I get, you know, I am about these kids. I start to feel like they're my nephews and stuff. Then the Blues skunked the Wild 3-0. So, you know, not a great day for the big teams. And of course, the Vikings continue to lick their wounds about the tie, the win that wasn't. But they move inexorably closer to a really grand draft pick.
That's the only silver lining you can find in that whole mess.
Oh, it is a mess. Although I have to say, they really looked like a real team several times during that game.
Yeah, well, it's nice that they could actually look like a team.
I mean, sometimes they don't even look like a team.
It's a novel concept that they actually could gel like an actual team.
Like a real team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's pat them on the back. They look like a team.
I wonder how they do against the Bison, for crying out loud. In the fourth, you know, it's just amazing.
Yeah. I can't say much about the Vikings, so my mom taught me, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. So.
Well, I know that they try really hard, and they did a great job on the O-line for a change. They had, you know, they rushed for 250 yards, and Peterson looked great. It was pretty impressive O-line, but they just, of course, couldn't sustain the fourth quarter again. Really sad. Are they in shape? Doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like it. So, nonetheless.
I'm being quiet on purpose because I have nothing to say.
See, you are. You're being quiet on purpose. Well, that's why I'd rather say let's win some elections, because that's contests that are really have some lasting value, you know. Every time I see John Thune on TV having risen to prominence in the Senate and realizing that I spent 8 months for that happening, and it keeps on going on. I've forgot most of the games that happened last year or the year before, but we've got the most important contests that I can ever remember in the Senate after the incredible nuclear option. Conservatives we've got to elect enough people. We've got to elect 51 people who want to vote against Harry Reid. To preserve the Senate and reinstate some sanity in the Senate. It's now the Republicans are completely irrelevant in the Senate now.
Sunday, this weekend Sunday, playoff tickets will go on sale for the FCS second round playoff action. NDSU versus South Carolina State. Actually, South Carolina State and Furman are going to play to see who plays the Bison.
Right.
And that is, of course, a week from Saturday at 2:30. But playoff tickets will go on sale this Sunday. Something to add to your Thanksgiving weekend to-do items. Right?
And there will be a line.
You can go to GoBison.com. Walk-up sales and phone orders will begin at 8 a.m. Monday at the Bison Sports Arena. But GoBison.com, 2 o'clock on Sunday for tickets. Season ticket holders have until 5 on Friday to purchase their game seats for the game. Any season tickets not purchased by 5 p.m. Friday will go on sale to the general public beginning at 8 a.m. on Saturday. Make sense?
Seems to.
Know what you need to know?
I think I do.
All right. And, again, circle your calendar for a week from tonight. We'll be at the Farm Festival Building, 7 o'clock, for the first Bakken Freedom Club meeting.
And 2 weeks from yesterday, we're going to be in Grand Forks at the Pizza Ranch.
Yeah, so next Tuesday up there and then following Monday in Grand Forks. Look forward to that as well. And speaking of the oil patch, they have a fun little Christmas fun plan for Friday the 6th of December and Saturday the 7th of December. And they're doing a holiday fondue delight Friday night, the 6th of December. And they do a Christmas silent wreath tree auction and dinner. That's, by the way, at the Farm Festival Building. Get your tickets at City Hall. Then they have a festival lights parade at 8 o'clock. Friday the 6th. And then Saturday the 7th, the Christmas extravaganza, also at the Tioga Farm Festival, where they have a gingerbread house contest and snapshots with the Santa and his crew and snow scavenger hunt and snow mini golf, and they do it upright for Christmas. So
that's great.
And then a free movie matinee, 3 o'clock at the Tioga Theater, which is kind of fun, too. So that's pretty cool. Mark that on your calendar, okay? And the holiday lights parade tonight. Downtown Fargo, Fargo Police Department urging drivers to watch for temporary parking restrictions tonight in preparation for the for the holiday light parade. Starts at 6:30 tonight. Available parking will be removed from the parade route for the event. Okay? It's a fun parade.
We almost got into it, but we just couldn't get enough traction. We had some people were really willing to help. It looks like we had a trailer, a pickup, and a generator. But it's a project for the Freedom Club will find themselves in a parade before the year is out, the next year.
I want to see you handing out those constitutions.
That's right.
Should be a lot of fun. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, Doyle Johannes will join us at 9:30. He's president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. They had their weekend, their annual meeting this last weekend, and the delegates have given the Farm Bureau staff their marching orders on the property tax measure. So we're going to find out about that today on the program. Also in the 10 o'clock hour, it's Trooper Talk today. Always enjoy an opportunity to catch up with the troopers. They are flooding the roadways on Wednesday. There will be literally every possible trooper out on the highways on Wednesday. So you can look for that.
Is that the biggest travel day? Or it is, isn't it?
It is.
Of the year.
I think so. Yeah, and if not the busiest, one of the busiest days for travel for the year. And so all available North Dakota Highway Patrol troopers will be on the patrol statewide, maximizing their efforts to increase visibility throughout the holiday season. And during the special enforcement effort, all driving laws will be strictly enforced.
Oh.
So letter of the law time.
Can you go 8 miles over the speed limit?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Yeah, unless you want a ticket. And you need to click it or ticket, too.
Oh.
You put your seatbelt on, don't you, Mark?
Once or twice a year.
Come on now.
Oh, I do often.
Be safe. All right.
I do.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind, folks. Stay tuned.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Typhoon Haiyan death toll tops 5,200 2 weeks after the storm smashed the Philippines. This Thanksgiving, let's not forget those who lost their lives and the 13 million left homeless without food and clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Longevity and the Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNlive.com and look for Help Feed the Philippines or call 877-878-4203 and thank you.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Before 9 o'clock on What's On Your Mind. Here's my big question today. And I don't want to do this dissing anybody that showed up at the West Fargo School Board meeting, but it's going to sound like a diss. Because these people are passionate about what they call justice for Jonas and trying to
get a coach reinstated in West Fargo. But I'm scratching my head that that level of passion is there supporting a coach. Set aside that debate, whether you agree or disagree with it, but just you know, T-shirts printed up, you know, show of force at a school board meeting, 30 or so people there wearing the T-shirts. Hey, reinstate this coach, all right? Support. Basically, concern over a particular problem. In this case, they didn't like the fact the guy was cashiered. I see more than enough here for the school board and for the administration to do what they've done, but whatever. Really? When is that level of passion translated into 30 or more parents pointing out things in a textbook that they believe is a concern, bringing their property tax bill into a school board meeting? I mean, this suggests to me that we're in need of rearrangement of priorities here. There's a petition in support of this guy with 1,244 signatures to the board. And as I say, there are T-shirts made up and all. Wow. Kudos to these people for standing up for what they believe in. God bless them. And again, I'm not gonna litigate the removal of this coach in West Fargo in my topic, in my comments on this topic today. But I am going to say, where's the petitions about what our kids are being taught? I would venture to say if we had to poll every North Dakotan, they'd look at rising property taxes as a top concern. Where's petitions on that? Where is attendance at school board meetings on that? I think engaging at the local level is the most important thing you can do to affect change. And we're putting T-shirts on and hooting and hollering over the dismissal of a coach and whistling past the graveyard on things like curriculum and what the kids are being taught and taxes. That seem out of whack to anybody else? Tell me what you think at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Now, I got Steve Bakken earlier to admit that Craig Cobb is addicted to publicity, but he wants to talk about his hunger strike today. I don't. I think we ought to go a Craig Cobb-free zone on the radio. That's what I'm going to ask listeners. You want us to go Craig Cobb-free? We're going to go to a total blackout. It's the best thing we could do to support our friends in Leith, North Dakota. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to print up some T-shirts saying, you know, Craig Cobb, and then have one of those, you know, like no signs, right? You know the little circle with the slash through it. That's my new cause. I don't want to hear about the guy. Had it to hear with him. Tell you the truth. Let's get you up to speed on what our weather is going to do in the valley. We won't hit 20 degrees today. Partly sunny skies. High near 18, blustery north northwest wind 13 to 21, gusts as high as 28. Cloudy tonight, about 4, single digits, northwest wind 5 to 10. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high about low 20s. Winds gusting as high as 20 out of the southeast. And partly cloudy, 11 tomorrow night. Thanksgiving Day, sunny and a high near 33. So travel looks okay Wednesday. But it'll be cool. And Thanksgiving Day, sunny, high near 23. Thursday night, partly cloudy, about 10. Sunny on Friday to get you home, 26. Saturday, sunny near 31. Sunday, sunny and 29. First chance of snow, not till Monday in the forecast. Oil patch, mostly sunny, about 13 today. Calm winds, cloudy tonight. Temps rising to around 13 by 5 in the morning. Temp will come up overnight. Wednesday, partly sunny near 26. Again, a good travel day. Winds will be gusty out of the northwest. Wednesday night, cloudy about 10. Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny in the patch, high near 20. Thursday night, cloudy with a low around 9. Friday, sunny 25. Saturday, sunny 29. Sunday, mostly cloudy, high near 28. Again, some snow on Monday, a possibility. All right. Right now, 16 and clear in Fargo, 10 degrees and clear in Grand Forks, Jamestown clear in 11 degrees, Devil's Lake clear in 10. Wahpeton 16, Clear Valley City. Light snow at this hour and 12 degrees. Detroit Lakes, light snow and 12. Alexandria, cloudy 14. Thief River, scattered clouds and 10. Fergus Falls, clear and 12 degrees. Watertown, clear and 13. Aberdeen, clear and 12 degrees. Out in the oil patch, Minot, 7 degrees now with clear skies. Cold spot in the state. I take that back. Stanley and Tioga at 1. Williston at 5 degrees at this hour right now as well. Sydney, clear and 3 degrees above zero. You want a Craig Cobb free zone? You want more folks paying attention to school board meetings? Let us know. We're talking about it next.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.